السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد. Since the beginning of Ramadan, we have been discussing the ashar, poetry, muraqabah of mouth. I have been going on and on and on explaining that the purpose of doing this is to give us the himmat and the courage to stay away from sins and to fulfill whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's laws and ahkam are, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ta'at. We should have been doing it out of love of Allah ta'ala, as I have mentioned many times, that it is natural, if a person has got love for somebody, then he does not want to do anything displeasing to his beloved. That's the usul of love. People only know illicit beloveds, but even in the illicit beloveds, they don't want to displease that illicit beloved. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, he who has blessed us with all the ni'mat, all the bounties that we possess, then how can we be then displeasing that same Allah Ta'ala? And again using those same bounties and ni'mat that He has blessed us with. We call, in Urdu they say, namak haram. That means the person is eating somebody's food and then he swears and curses the same person. Such kind of people they call namak haram. The food that he had, there was namak in there, there was salt in there. And that salt made that curry tasty. After he ate that tasty curry, now he starts swearing the host. So they call that person namak haram. Because if he did not eat that tasty curry in that person's house, and then if he swore him from outside, then at least we'll say that he didn't make use of any favors of that host. So it was still wrong, but there could have been lesser of the two evils, because he didn't make use of any ni'mat or any favors. No favors were shown upon him by that person that he went to visit. So then we can say, well, it is still wrong to swear and or cause any kind of damage to the person's property. But here where the person has been even benefiting, that person who is the host, this person has been benefiting from him. Or anybody else, even if he's not the host, but he's a benefactor, he's been giving the person bursaries, scholarships, he is the one that is giving him car to use to go to the university and come up and down, he is the one that is giving him food and clothing and so many other gifts. Now the person abuses, or the person curses, the person swears, the person displeases this benefactor. So we will say this person is namak haram. So like that, we are using Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mat and bounties all the time. What is salt in curry? We are using His ni'mat. And even if we look at the salt in the curry, from where does the scientist steal that salt? Who created the waters of the ocean? And who put so much of salt inside there? Can human being ever do that? The salt that we are using also is from the ocean. One look at the salt pans everywhere. Where does the salt come from? Now who put so much of salt into the waters of the ocean? And there's so much of hikmat also of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore the waters of the ocean, because of the saltiness, they don't become stagnant and give off bad odor. The fish don't die in that water. Either it would have become stagnant. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He puts salt in there. So that little salt which makes our curry tasty, that also we are bringing it from the ocean. And besides that, anything that you look at, anything, whether it is iron or steel or uranium, platinum, diamonds, gold, silver, whatever man is manufacturing, whether he makes plastic or he makes furniture or he makes anything, we must ponder, we must reflect. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, many, many places is inviting us to reflect. Tadabbur fil Quran, we are being invited towards. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ Now all those ayat, what are they telling us? That look at all this qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and take lessons. Our cars, our homes, our furniture, everything Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has provided. The food that we eat, the water that we drink. And after that, again, if you have to look at our own bodies, everything has been provided by Allah. Our sight, hearing, speech, heart, liver, lungs, kidney, bladder, and everything else. So then how can the person then be using all Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat and still displeasing Allah Ta'ala? And displeasing also with those same ni'mats. How angry Allah Ta'ala must be getting at that time. But just look at his tolerance. In spite of that, he still goes on giving even to those people that are rejecting. The kuffar are rejecting, but still Allah Ta'ala is giving. That is Allah. He gives them respite, he gives them enough time, he gives every one of us enough opportunities to make tawbah, to return to him, to give up those sins of our lives. And again, if we give up those sins, then he rewards the person abundantly. Because if he gives up the sins, fulfills the ahkam and the laws, which are simple, basic, practical. Islam is basic, practical, simple. Islam, if you look at it from any angle, ashal, ajmal, akmal. Easy, beautiful, and perfect. From any angle you look at Islam, ashal, ajmal, akmal. So now when the person becomes practical, again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala attributes it to us, whereas he is the one that gave the tawfiq. He said, never mind, my banda did this, my banda did that, so now I'll give him this, I'll give him that. Now he gives him so much of namas and bounties again. So when shaitan and nafs tempt a person, so at that time he needs some kind of a break. Now if our brake linings have failed, there'll be accidents. And most of us, unfortunately, our spiritual brake linings have failed. Therefore, there's a lot of accidents. The eyes are making accidents. Tongues are making accidents. The hands are making accidents. The heart and mind making accidents. Why? Because spiritual brake linings have failed. So now to repair the damaged brake lining, or to replace, then we remember our death in abundance. That death is sure to come. And when the person is going to remember that, it will form a barrier between him and that sin. For those who may not have heard, because you are coming from different places, I have mentioned many times in my majalis that during my school days, there was a song. And I remember just one line from that song. It has stuck to my mind. And I take a lesson from it. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Now whoever the singer was, he didn't even know what he's saying. But that is the truth. Temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Gonna ask anyone who has been arrested for crime, and is in prison, not because of deen. There are lots of people who are there in, for the sake of their deen. So many who have gone to Namo Bay up till now, they are holding those innocent people. And look at the kind of torture and everything else. Now for them that is great, the rewarding, Allah Ta'ala is giving them great rewards. I'm talking about those people who are arrested for crime. When ask them what this, they will say, this temptation. I was tempted. Nafs and shaitan tempted. So that temptation led into trouble. And then sometimes the person has to cry for a long, long time, because temptation led the person into a crime for which the punishment is life sentence. So now he'll have to cry for life. So temptation makes a person, or leads a person to trouble, makes him cry in this world. And the Muslim, if he does not make sincere tawbah, then he will cry in the qabr, and then he'll cry on hashr, and then he'll cry in jahannam. So the sensible thing to do is turn around. If we have taken the wrong road, then no matter how beautiful the scenery on the wrong road, the person realized that he has taken the wrong turn. He was going to Johannesburg and he took some left turn. Now that left turn for miles and miles and miles, it will go and then connect to some other country or some other city. Now after traveling 2 or 3 kilometers or 10-20 kilometers, this person realizes that I have taken the wrong turn. Now the road that he was supposed to travel on didn't have beautiful scenery. There were not beautiful parks and gardens and rivers and lakes on that road. And this wrong turn that he took, suddenly he sees beautiful rivers, bridges, lakes, flowers, fruits, scented everything. So now he says, this road looks very interesting. Now he was going somewhere else, but now he took this wrong turn and he said, let me just carry on now, because this is a better, there's better view here, better scenery here, more pleasant, dry. So will he reach his destination? The more he is going to go on, the further he is going to go, the more he is distancing himself from his destination. And then all this scenery and all these things at the end of the journey is going to bring him nothing but misery, because he has gone far, far away from where he is supposed to be going. So the person who has taken the wrong path, sometimes it seems that he has taken a road far more enjoyable. It seems like that. The person has taken the wrong path, he's gone on to drugs, he's gone on to drinks, he's gone on to wine and women, he's gone on to dance and sing and song and rave clubs. Now, outwardly it appears that there is more glitter and glamour and there is more shine and more fun and more entertainment. And he realizes also that it is the wrong route that he has taken. But because of this temptation now he wants to enjoy. What is going to happen? Finally, when he will realize that that far too long he has been in this wrong environment, and by that time he has already damaged his liver, he's damaged his lungs, he's damaged his heart, he's damaged his iman, he's damaged his sight and everything else because of the high quantity of drugs and other things that he took, which he was finding very enjoyable. So the sensible thing to do is the moment the person realizes that I've taken the wrong route is to turn around. Even though this road, it may not have so much of scenery and beauty, but the person will reach his destination, even though he may go slowly, but if he's on the right road, then he'll reach his destination someday. If it's a truck that is moving with a heavy load, on the right road to Johannesburg, and there's another car, a Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce, and that's moving very fast, or somebody has got a real Katara, and somehow that car is also but on the right road. So on the right road, whether the person travels at 10 kilometers an hour, or he travels at 200 kilometers an hour, he will reach his destination. And on the wrong road, the faster he travels, the more he is distancing himself from his destination. So we must not lose hope that I don't seem to be getting anywhere, don't seem to be getting anywhere. If the person is on the right road, he will get there someday. But stay on the right road. Do little, no problem. Most of people say, I can't do very much. So I say, no problem, don't do very much. Do little. But let that little be of quality and not just quantity. Allah Ta'ala does not want to see just quantity. He wants to see quality. So as long as he's doing the right thing, then even if it's a little, he'll reach there someday, inshallah. There's no need to lose hope. There's no need to look at other people's lives and say, well, no, I must be there tomorrow. All of us cannot reach overnight. Tadreej, step by step, slowly, slowly, the person will go there. So therefore we read this Muraqabah of Maut. This is the introduction to Muraqabah of Maut, which we do every night. Sometimes the introduction is already a bayan. But there is a lot of lessons in this. Temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Ask anyone, tell, what did temptation do? It led the person into trouble. So temptation will come. If there was no temptation, there was no such thing as taqwa also. To get taqwa, there must be some temptation. But when the person suppresses that desire of the nafs, and that is what all this Islahi Majalis is all about. All these programs are for Islah. And in Islah, we talk about the nafs. It's easy to talk about everything else, because it doesn't affect us. If we talk about everything around the world, sometimes it is just a talk. But the moment we talk something about what affects us directly, then we feel the pain. Because we have to do something. We want to hear bayans in which we don't have to do anything. We just have to talk. So nafs, the islah of the nafs, everything is dependent on that. And then the person will enjoy the best of both worlds. I keep saying that in our time now they make a bread, they call it the best of both worlds, because there's brown flour and white flour. So they call that bread the best of both worlds. So before we used to buy the white bread or brown bread. Now they have got a mixture of white and brown, so they call it best of both worlds. But we know that eating that bread is not going to give you the best of both worlds. But in obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where there is a mixture of khawf and raja, there they have brown flour and white flour. But in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where there is khawf and umid, where the person has got hope and fear. On the one side there is a lot of hope, and on the other side, a lot of fear of azab of Allah ta'ala. So that will give him taqwa. And the taqwa will give him the best of both worlds. Whether he eats that bread or not, but he'll get the best of both worlds when there's a mixture of hope and fear. Use a mixture of that in a person's life. Aish o ishrat ke liye insaan hi, aish o ishrat ke liye insaan hi, yaad rakh tu banda hai mehmaan hi. Aish o ishrat ke liye insaan hi, yaad rakh tu banda hai mehmaan hi. غفلت و مستی تجھے شایان نہیں, غفلت و مستی تجھے شایان نہیں, بندگی کر تو اگر نادان نہیں. عیش و عشرت کے لیے انسان نہیں, یاد رکھ تو بندہ ہے مہمان نہیں. غفلت و مستی تجھے شایان نہیں, بندگی کر تو اگر نادان نہیں. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. Aish o ishrat ke liye insaan hai. We haven't been created just for aish and ishrat. Just for entertainment, pleasure, fun. We haven't been created for that. There is place for entertainment in Islam, there is place for enjoyment, there is place for lots of things within the parameters of Sharia. But if a person says, why have we been created? So that we may enjoy fun, entertainment. We haven't been created for that. But then they ask, why are you created? He says, so that I may eat. And why do you eat? So that I may live. And that's all. A person eats to live and he lives to eat. Why are you living? So that I may eat more and more. And why are you eating? So that I may live more and more. Now, is that what we have been created for? You say to eat and drink is part of the needs of a person. He must eat, he must drink. It hasn't been created for that. Otherwise, if we were created just to eat and drink, so then the elephant eats more than us. So we say the elephant is far more pious than us because he eats more than us. And the ant doesn't have that much taqwa because he eats very little. Nobody will say anything about it. So we have been created for a purpose in this world. Although there is some discussion with regards to the Hadith Sharif, but it is mentioned, the Hadith Qudsi, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that I desire that I be known. أَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أُرْفَ وَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. He created the creation so that he may be recognized. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may be recognized. As I said, there is some kalam on the riwayat, but the fact is that the haqiqat is there, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes to be recognized. Let's look at the creation and recognize the creator. The person who does not recognize the creator by looking at the creation. So then what has he done to his life? So, aish o ishrat ke liye insaan nahi. Use the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but we are not here for aish o ishrat. Yaad raktu banda hai mehman nahi. Remember, you are a banda of Allah Ta'ala. You are a slave of Allah Ta'ala. We are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, many places in the Quran Sharif also, calls us his slaves. Ya ibadi. Oh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about his bandas. Ibadur Rahman. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. For ibadat. So we are bandas of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we have to make ibadat. He says, you are not mehman, you are not guests. The slave cannot consider himself to be a mehman. If the slave says, I'm a mehman, then it's something wrong with you. Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, those days there were slaves that were purchased, that were sold. So he bought one slave. Islam showed how the slave should be treated. Before Islam there was no treatment, or the treatment was terrible. They were treated like animals, they were beaten up, and everybody knows the term slave itself, what connotation it had. Islam came and gave them such rights that so many were freed after that. So at that time, when they used to purchase, they used to sell, so one very pious slave he purchased. Then he asked the slave, that what's your name? He said, whatever name you give me, that's my name. So what would you like to eat? He said, whatever you feed me, I'll eat. And where would you like to sleep? He said, wherever you make me sleep, I'll sleep. What kind of clothes you would like to wear? Say, whatever you give me to wear, I'll wear. So the Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah said, ah. And he freed the slave. And he said, this slave has taught me such a lesson. Because he asked the slave, he said, don't you have any desire and will of your own? He said, if I had any desire and will of my own, then why should I have been a slave? I should have been a free person. So we are slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then we must fulfill the will of Allah Ta'ala. And look at Allah Ta'ala, how much He has given us. So much of concession, so much of flexibility, so much of things to use. I have discussed many times that if you look at the fish, all the fish of the sea, Allah Ta'ala made it halal. Yet He could have said for the believers, it's just one kind of fish that is halal. And all the rest of the fish of the sea is haram. Now who would have found that one kind of fish? How long it would have taken for a person to catch that one kind of fish? There are so many fish that are scarce, how long it takes the person to catch, and look at the price that it sells it. 74, this is his case. So fish, all the fish of the sea halal. For the bandas of Allah, slaves, Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much to eat even in this world, halal. Vegetable, everything halal. Animal, different animals, flesh halal. Yet Allah Ta'ala could have said just water and bread in this world, because you're going to get Jannat in the Akhirat. But Allah Ta'ala even gave in this world different kinds of things halal. And we can go on and on discussing that issue. So that is Allah Ta'ala's fazl on us. Then if I talk about fish of the sea, all halal. They say we have one fish they call barracuda. So how did they name it barracuda? So it was in reality, one ship came from India and one huge fish jumped. So the person shouted, barracuda. So from there they named it barracuda. Khair Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us all these things. So make shukar of Allah. He said, yaad rakhtu banda hai mehmani, ghaflat o masti tujhe shaya nahi, bandagi kar tu agar nada nahi. Ghaflat o masti tujhe shaya nahi. Again we come back to the same thing, ghaflat. Because this ghaflat, negligence, the person dozes off. So that is what leads to so much of other sins and crimes, ghaflat. When he becomes ghafil from the akhirah, the person who forgets that there is a hereafter, forgets that there is a day of judgment, he forgets that I have to answer Allah Ta'ala for my doings and actions, the person forgets that he will have to account for his sins and for his deeds, and he forgets that death can come suddenly, so then this person will engage in any kind of sin. And then one sin leads to another and another and another. So this ghaflat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of understanding that this mouth, if we remember well, then our hayat will come right. If we remember mouth well, then our hayat will be right. Our life will be right. And if the more we're going to forget our mouth, the more our hayat will be full of sins and evil. جو غفلت میں گزری وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے تیری یاد میں جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. As we finish 2 minutes before time, not for 15 minutes, we will break so that we can breathe a little bit and we're going to make wuzu or drink some water, refreshing yourselves, and then come back and we'll have another half an hour program tonight, then sleep away and mentally prepare to remain awake tomorrow night. The 23rd night, and that's what we do. Sleep little more on these nights, odd nights, even nights, and stay more awake on the odd nights. Life is simple, easy. Allah Ta'ala looks at the quality.
Ya Rab Karam Se Apne Tu Dono Jahan De. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے, اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے, اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے, اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے, اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے.
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, یسیکم اللہ تبارک و تعالی with his fazl, with his kindness, with his ihsan, the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. We are not told to ask only the akhirat. We ask for the hasana in this dunya also. And that is what will make our akhirat. As we have been discussing after our Fajr, since the beginning of Ramadan, so many different tafaseer of this beautiful comprehensive dua. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman hai. Say, oh Allah, we know very well that we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your punishment, of your azab. Who does not know what sin he has committed? Each and every individual knows his mistakes, his errors, his sins. And even if we are making some namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, where can there be that quality that is really required to present before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? There's so much of weaknesses and shortcomings, even if we are making some ibadat and showing some obedience. So at the end of it, we have to ask Allah ta'ala for his rahmat, for his mercy, for his kindness. Saying, Ya Allah, we know that we are deserving of your anger, your ghazab. I am deserving of your ghazab. But even governments of this world, they give amnesty. So we seek from your amnesty, give us salvation, give us najat. So mustahil ghazab ka hai usko amanat, give security. So we must seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't think that our sins have become so much now that Allah Ta'ala does not have the power to forgive. And neither commit sins deliberately because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. What we were discussing earlier, there must be khawf and there must be hope. Fear and hope. For apne fazl se mujhe sidq-e lisan de, aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan de. Again we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala truthfulness in our speech by way of speech. We make declaration of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. With the tasdeeq bil qalb, we also need iqrar bil lisan. We have to make iqrar with our tongue. So there's a deep meaning in it. It's not just speaking the truth in one or two things. This kalima that we have read has the sidq in that lisan, that the person has now fulfilled the demands of that kalima. He has submitted himself by means of this karma to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is none worthy of worship but Allah. What does it mean? Now whatever is Allah ta'ala's hukam, we will fulfill. And Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, مَا عَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. So therefore whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam orders us, we also will fulfill those ahkam. So you are seeking sidq in our lisan. Then of course it extends meaning, it goes through everything. That even in our zahir and our batin, there must be sidq. It mustn't be that our zahir outward is something else and our batin is something else. Many a times our zahir, our outward projects piety. But our batin is worse than shaitan's. So there must be sidq in everything. Then in our trade, in our dealings, in our life, there must be sidq. Because opposite of that is kizb, and that is the sifat of the munafiqeen. So ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan hai. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko ahman hai. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidq-e lisan hai. Aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shan hai. This muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when it enters the heart, when the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enters the heart, then there is a harsh shan in a person's life. When a person is drunk, then what is his shan? A person who is drunk, he'll wobble. He can't walk straight. Redness in his eyes. And then he will speak all kinds of nonsense. So the people will know that this person is drunk. So the sharab of this world, the alcohol, the wine, it makes a person drunk. Then these are the symptoms, of these are the signs, the alamat. So if a person has drunk the wine of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you think it's not going to have any effect in that person's life. If he's really intoxicated in the love of Allah ta'ala, then we think that he will just go without any kind of signs. What are the signs? Then they say, uska guftar, uska kirdar, everything, the person's walk, the person's talk, the person's dealings, the person's akhlaq, his mu'amlat, his mu'asharat, in everything we'll see, you know, this person is in love with Allah tabaraka. But Allah ta'ala's love in his heart. Therefore he's not doing anything to displease Allah. There's a special shan that comes in the person's life. All the Allah wala, we recognize them by what? We recognize them by their speech, we recognize them by their walk, we recognize them by their actions and by their deeds. That's what we recognize them by.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai, usko aman de. Aur apne fazl se, mujhe sidq-e lisan de. Aur apni muhabbat ki, bhi ek khas shaan de. Aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan de. Ya Rab mujhe zaman aur aisa makan de. Ya Rab, mujhe zaman aur aisa makan de, jisme teri hi yaad ho, aisi haran de, jisme teri hi yaad ho, aisi haran de.
Ya Rab, mujhe asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you are Raisa Rahman or Raisa Makan. That either when we are living in this world, we are in some time and some place. The person has to be in some place and is in some time. He can't go out of these two things. That now we are in the masjid. So that's a place. And it is time, whatever the time is, night time, day time, and then when there is 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever is the time. So nobody can go out of this two things. You will be somewhere and there will be some time. Either you'll be in the skies or you'll be on the ground. The person will be in his home or in his shop. The person will be in the marketplace or the university or the college. Somewhere he is going to be. Even if he's sitting in the toilet or he's sitting somewhere, it's a place. So place and time. So say, Ya Allah, whatever the place and time, wherever I am, tastarihi ya Allah. Now you say, then how can the person be remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the toilet? It's not permissible to take his name there. So the person is not going to remember Allah Ta'ala in that manner there. But, and there too, in that condition too, he will think of his uselessness. That no matter what he ate, and no matter how good and delicious that food may have been, that's the end result. And as I mentioned in the morning, that the person will think that no matter what I have, but I can't pay somebody to fulfill this requirement of mine. Even if the person has got all the palaces of the world, all the gold, silver, diamond, uranium, platinum, but he has to build one toilet in his palace also. So he will think of these things. And then he comes out again and says, Khufranak. Why does he say Khufranak? That means this time that was spent there where, oh Allah, I couldn't take your name. So now forgive me for that. And outside, how can he be taking the name of Allah Ta'ala all the time? He can't be reading Tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, in his business. If a customer comes in and he says, what's the price of this cell phone? What's the price of this blanket? They say, Subhanallah. They say, what's the price of this? They say, Subhanallah. And what are the features of this phone? They say, Alhamdulillah. So is that the right place to say Alhamdulillah and Subhanallah? He is going to talk whatever has to be spoken. But there the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala will be that he won't cheat. He won't exaggerate. He won't say that these items are original if they are fake. If it's fake, then he will say it's fake. He won't sell them as original. When we went to Calcutta in our student days, touring. So there, in those days, if you had some Parker pen, it was like something unique. Can we afford Parker pens? So now they were selling pens. And you say Parker. But the price was ridiculous. So obviously it didn't make sense. Parker pen at this price. And made again in Germany. So he looked at it closely. He said, made like just in Germany. So it was made like just in Germany, how they make just like that it was made. It was fake. So therefore, this person now, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in his business, in his sales, in everything will be that he won't hide any defect, he's not going to cheat, he's not going to mislead the customer, and all the details that go with it. Now that's the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the business. With his wife and children, remembrance will be, he must fulfill whatever the laws of Allah Ta'ala are in everything. So, Ya Allah, give me such kind of makan and zaman, har wa teri Ya Allah. I'm always remembering you. That means in this world, my stay must be such that I have before me you and your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Of course, there can be many other explanations, but for our purposes, just remember what I'm telling you now.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de jo mu مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے, اور اپنی معرفت کی مجھے ایسی شان دے, اور اپنی معرفت کی مجھے ایسی شان دے, ہر ذرہ کائنات کا تیرا نشان دے, ہر ذرہ کائنات کا تیرا نشان دے.
یا اللہ, give me such معرفت of yours, such recognition of yours, whichever direction I look, whether I look at the skies, or I look at the earth, or I look at the waters of the ocean, or I look at the fish in the sea, or I look at the animals in the jungle, or the creatures, the insects, anything that we look at, it is giving sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat and power. We are seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation and we are recognizing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I mentioned once that we were in one park. There were a lot of elephants. Just outside Port Elizabeth. Whole troops of elephants go past there. It is parked. So while we were parked there, suddenly there is no one troop coming. So we have to remain still, don't make any movement and they will go past. So the elephants went past. Huge jumbos. But then I am inquisitive. I try to look for Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat in different things. So after the elephants were gone, came outside. Now where they passed, on the ground, I saw the tiny little ants. And where those ants were, when the elephants were going past, between the legs of those elephants, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made those ants survive. Now, if that elephant had to put its leg on some human being or some cow, or some bus also, it would flatten the thing. And here, they're moving at a pace and there's like thunder sound, and in between the legs of the huge animals, those tiny little ants survive. Others on this side, that side may have died, but these ants, they survive. Who is it that kept them surviving? A little ant, and then look at that elephant, size of the elephant and the little ant. Now we take lessons like this. So zarra zarra, anything you look at is nothing but the Qudrat and power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it such so that you recognize it. Har zarra kainat ka tera nishan de.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے, اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے, اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے, جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ جان دے.
Oh Allah, give me such nishan of yours and such address of yours. Give me some way where I can find you. Make me recognize you, so that wherever I go, I give my life for you. A person has become so engrossed and so deeply in love with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that wherever he goes, then he has that kind of enjoyment in his heart, that my Allah is with me. because everyone else can separate. No matter who the person is, that he can't be with a person all the time. And then finally we have to separate. The person will die, go to the graveyard. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you must have such love for him, such recognition of his, have such muhabbat, that any time and anywhere, whichever place the person may be, then he's prepared to give his life for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when the person has that kind of muhabbat in his heart, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him sukoon in that heart. It doesn't mean the person must just take his life, or he must just throw away his life anyway, according to the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But it means that he sacrifices his own desires, evil desires, and he fulfills the wish and the will and the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll stop this for tonight. We will do our now, and as I said, inshallah, tomorrow night, then we'll continue with our program. Allahu Akbar. Just read 5 minutes of zikrullah, and then we'll end. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen, Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sahbihi. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana, Wa In Lam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Hey Rabbi Kareem, hum gunegar, siyakar, mujrim, khatakar, gande hai, napaak aur nalayak, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jayega. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. No other home for us that we can. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn to us. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We haven't been able to do justice to the Mubarak days of Ramadan. We haven't been able to do justice to tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Zikrullah, Ibadat, Dua, Ay Rabbi Kareem, that we are seeking total forgiveness. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the Ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Ay Rabbi Kareem, O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, make us your and become us. We have tried many times, my Allah, but we keep on failing, we keep on failing. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare haal par raham farma, karam farma. Use your power of jazb and make us yours, my Allah. Take us on the path that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them, pious them. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ikhlin marna hai akhir maut hai. We haven't made any preparation for the akhirat. Ab aapko kya muh dikhayenge? What face are we going to show to you, by Allah? How will we be able to give account of our actions and deeds? Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are ashamed of our lives. But you are Rahim, you are Kareem. You dearly love forgiveness, by Allah. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. Tu mera, tu sab mera, falak mera, nahi. We seek from you, my Allah, the best of dunya and akhir, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan. Ya Rab, karam se apne, tu dono jahan. Tu mustahik qazab ka hai, usko amalad hai. We know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But you don't love to punish, my Allah. Hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen, with tawakkul and trust. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Whether it's droughts, famine, floods, at present, my beloved Allah, Pakistan, millions of people have been displaced. Unke haal par raham farma, karam. Unke mushkilat ko dur. Wherever the ummah is suffering, ya Allah, remove the difficulties, pain. When the time of our death comes, only the angel of death finds us in any time of haram and shirk. Maut ka waqt aaye to Madina tayyiba, salamati hai deen aur aza ke saath khatim ho nasib farma. Bless us with shahad, bless us with barya in maqid. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan ho, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi to nahi. Vasar ab zindagi apni diyare khud se ne khud. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan ho. It is not destined there wherever it may be that you're in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, all the corruption, all the fitnas, all the fasad, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal, that we ask protection from, protect us, and the Ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabli wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool. Masajid madari khan kao ki mehnat qubool. Sab kaam karne wala ki ikhlas ki dholat se mara mara. اعتقاف کرنے والوں کے اعتقاف کو قبول کرنا. Ya Allah, make it easy for me. Accept the عبادت, the ذکر, the تلاوت, their namazes, their duas, Ya Allah, they have placed themselves at your door. Ya Allah, unki duaon ko qubool kar. Whilst they are here, Ya Allah, make hifazat of their families, their children, their homes, unki hifazat kar. Hame deen bhi de dunya bhi. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. The remaining day of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you and stay away from everything that is displeasing to you. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that pour in this last 10 minutes. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله وانتهينا. Right now, we have something to eat, do the netikaf inside the masjid. No coughing, just eat, get up, get to your places, try to sleep, or otherwise, sit and make some tilawat, some zikr, some dua, read in Tabarak, Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Sajda, Surah, read the evening duas. If you haven't read it as yet, and then sleep early, and then get up early. Because tomorrow night is again an odd night. And then you prepare yourself to stay away for a longer time. Or the whole night. What else is going to go after that? During the day you can sleep. And the others are going home also. So get away with stress, and get up early, and then leave yourself and go out and see what Allah tells you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.